DOJ Boosts Awards for Whistleblowers in White-Collar Migration Crimes. By Neil Monroe on May 24, 2025. The Department of Justice is expanding a whistleblower program to reward corporate insiders who expose hidden white-collar migration crimes. Today, we have added the following priority areas for tips: procurement and federal program fraud, trade, tariff, and customs fraud, violations of federal immigration law, said a department official, Matthew Galeotti, chief of the department's criminal division. The news created concern among companies that sideline American graduates in favor of hiring cheap and subordinate foreign white-collar workers, often via the mixed skill H-1B, J-1, H-4ED, B-1/B-2, CPT, and OPT programs. Those programs are heavily used by clannish Indian managers and their subordinate workers, with the strong backing of India's government. New DOJ whistleblower policy: bad news for employers of immigrants and H-1B visa holders, wrote Stuart Anderson, a pro-migration consultant. He added, the policy would allow the DOJ to expand efforts to prosecute employers of immigrants and H-1B visa holders. A Department of Justice memo issued in February 2025 directed federal prosecutors to prioritize immigration-related cases. The new whistleblower policy confirms that the Trump administration's top issue remains immigration enforcement. But the news was applauded by Americans who see blatant and continuous discrimination against American graduates, usually by the Indian-born hiring managers and recruiters who now dominate many hiring and recruitment offices across the nation. This is amazing, utterly amazing, said Jay Palmer, a migration expert who works with lawyers to help both migrants and Americans. What he had done is provided an excellent vehicle to counter the fraud, the abuse, and the manipulation in the white-collar sector, Palmer said. The announcement also comes after the new head of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, Andrea Lucas, announced more focus on visa fraud. If you're part of the pipeline contributing to our immigration crisis or abusing our legal immigration system by illegal preferences against American workers, you must stop, she said. We hope that what they do to enforce laws has teeth and leads to change, said Dan Cochin, at Cochin & Lowe LLP, who has filed discrimination cases against major Indian-run staffing companies. He is also filing visa fraud cases via the False Claims Act, despite passivity from the federal government. How it works. Executives and shareholders at Fortune 500 firms use layered pyramids of subcontractor vendors to minimize their use of full-time, well-paid, free-speaking, and productive American professionals, including programmers, accountants, architects, and managers. The federal government allows many U.S. companies and body shop subcontractors, including many small firms, to fill the jobs with a wide variety of mixed skill, no rights, subservient, foreign contract workers. Some of the imported workers are skilled, but many are expected to learn on the job. The Fortune 500 pyramids are very profitable because they allow cooperating CEOs and managers to divert a majority of each outsourcing contract into profits. For example, the primary subcontractor may have few workers for a new contract, so it hires workers from several subcontractors, who hired workers from their sub-subcontractors, who hired workers from their sub-sub-subcontractors. There is a deliberate attempt to convert full-time, white-collar, positions to W-2 contracting jobs, so they, each subcontractor, get a cut anywhere from $5, $25 per hour, an Indian origin citizen told Breitbart News. I have seen many layers of mid-level vendors who are just pass-through firms to get a cut of $5 per hour each. Indian-born managers in the United States routinely fire skilled, productive American professionals before selling their jobs to kickback-paying Indian contract workers, according to Americans and Indians who have worked under these Indian-style office politics. The anti-merit office politics are echoed by many Twitter comments. Indians dominate the contractor business and also dominate the business of recruiting technology experts for contract jobs. They often exclude American professionals during job searches to favor subordinated, kickback-paying Indians, said Palmer. The Americans are not going to give them a kickback, so all the Indians, recruiters and hiring managers will get if they hire an American is the commission, money they make from the Fortune 500 company that contracted them to recruit workers. An Indian manager, and I saw this a million fucking times, excuse my language, who instead hires Indians, will not only get commission, money from the company who hired them to fill the job roles, but they'll also get kickbacks from the Indian that comes over, because he will pay them for the US job. The unfortunate thing was, there was fraud in the federal government's counter-fraud project, one Indian former visa worker told Breitbart, adding. The manager was Indian, and he kept hiring subcontractors. He would reject all the employees within the company, saying they didn't have some particular skill. And then he would request for subcontractors, and the subcontractors would be just fresh graduates. The project failed because he kept bringing all the people on board. And they were missing deadline after deadline, and then eventually they fired him. People ask me, why do the Indians tolerate that? It's because of poverty in their home country, Palmer said. Many Indians are desperate to live in America. And others will work any job to send dollars back to their Indian families. They live 7 or 8 to a house and send their money back to India, he added. U.S. executives ignore the nationwide anti-American discrimination, partly because it shrinks the workplace clout of U.S. professionals. The U.S. executives also rely on Indian managers to manage the resulting chaos and inefficiencies created by their mixed-skill Indian workers, according to many U.S. and Indian workers and managers. Everyone wanted to keep it hush-hush and, you know, make sure that the C-level guys slept well at night, said Raul from Texas, who watched contractors and executives hide the contractor's failure in a routine job. I'd be curious to hear from the CFO perspective that they know of certain projects like this with some of the big-name consulting firms that have gone over budget and what that looked like from their side, he added. The closed-door chaos and inefficiencies are also unseen by profit-maximizing company boards and Wall Street stock pickers. There are no federal rules requiring companies to explain the cause of costly computer-related crashes, even though federal officials closely investigate trucking and aircraft crashes. The pro-Indian favoritism is also hidden behind Indian banks, languages, workplace politics, caste rules, and social pressure from Indians in India and the United States. Some lawsuits have been successful. For example, the Indian-run Cognizant staffing company lost a lawsuit in late 2024. Overall, the U.S. visa program has been used as a tool of labor arbitrage, said Kachin, the lawyer. We're a tiny firm trying to change an industry to stop a practice that is abusive to Americans and to indentured visa employees. It's almost as if we're going back to the Industrial Revolution in terms of how employees are being treated, he added. For example, in February, he filed a racial discrimination case against an Indian-run staffing company and one of its recruiting firms on behalf of an American citizen, Damilola Obeem. Ms. Obeem was well qualified for the position, and based on her conversations with IDC, Technologies Recruiting, and representatives, believed that she would be fairly considered and likely hired by TCS, Tata Consultancy Services. That notion, however, was quickly dispelled after IDC mistakenly sent Ms. Obeem on an email which stated, "No Nigerians are accepted for practice roles, Latin and Indians only." To effectuate its preferences, TCS instructs recruiters to screen out candidates of non-preferred races and national origins, says the Kachin lawsuit. TCS has a decade-plus history of instructing third-party vendors to prefer candidates of certain races and national origins and to screen out candidates from non-preferred races and national origins. For instance, in an October 5, 2012 email chain, a representative from Reconnect LLC, a third-party vendor, sent TCS senior talent acquisition specialist Brian Galicki a candidate for a billable U.S. position whose last name was Swanson. Mr. Galicki forwarded the candidate to a TCS project manager, who said, "I don't know how to ask this subtly. Do you think we can get someone Desi, Indian, for this rec? Job?" On March 4, 2013, Mr. Galicki, the same TCS recruiter from the 2012 email chain, emailed a representative from EPRO Incorporated, a third-party vendor, seeking candidates for a TCS practice role and stating, I need more candidates for this, but they must be Desi. Slang for Indian, as there is a lot of offshore coordination. TCS, like numerous other Indian-run staffing companies, supplies Indian contract workers to many Fortune 500 companies seeking to minimize payroll for American professionals. TCS clients reportedly include Goldman Sachs, Rivian, Comcast, Target, Lyft, and many other firms. The Indian contract workers are imported via the work permit programs, such as the H-1B program. In 2023, the Indian press reported that Milind Lakhod, TCS Chief Human Resources Officer, said he wanted to reduce the number of Americans in its U.S. workforce and to hire more Indians who had lost jobs in the United States. The company is also open to hiring people of Indian diaspora in the U.S. who have lost their jobs with the major U.S. firms, and may be on the brink of being forced to return home as per their visa conditions, Lakhod said. At present, 70% of its U.S. employees are Americans, Lakhod said, adding that it would like to get the number down to 50% because it also wants to offer global opportunities to its staff in India. The various visa programs keep roughly 1.5 million foreign graduates in U.S. jobs, including many government jobs. That population includes roughly 1 million mixed-skill Indian graduates, a growing number of green card workers, and continues to expand amid growing layoffs of American professionals. Many American professionals have switched to less skilled sectors, nudging down the nation's productivity rates. Many other Indians sneak into the United States via other channels, including the Canadian education system. Many of the visa workers also get citizenship via apparent corporate fraud. The pro-India strategy is backed by India's government, which uses its influence in the U.S. government to migrate large numbers of Indians, now about 5 million, into the United States. That vast migration ensures India's economy is boosted by remittances from immigrant Indian workers, and by corporate investments steered by Indian-born managers in the United States. Costs to the United States. The Fortune 500's reliance on Indian visa workers creates massive risks to innovation, privacy, stock values, and national security. For example, many of the mixed-skill Indian workers share their computer screens with online advisors based in India, U.S. professionals told Breitbart. Others transfer corporate secrets and personal data back to India. Some of that data is sold to India's homegrown industry of phone call scammers who are stealing billions of dollars from older Americans each year. Indian culture accepts a large level of bribery and corruption. Some U.S. firms are trying to reduce the risk of having their vital processes and sensitive data depend on Indian office politics. The Indian inflow has deeply damaged career prospects for many American graduates who are locked out of career-starting jobs by Indian recruiters, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York recently reported. The labor market for recent college graduates deteriorated noticeably in the first quarter of 2025. The unemployment rate jumped to 5.8%, the highest reading since 2021, and the underemployment rate rose sharply to 41.2%. The unemployment rate for high-tech graduates was higher than average, according to the report. For example, the unemployment rate for computer engineering graduates was 7.5%, and for computer science graduates was 6.1%. The inflow has also frozen salary growth for many college graduates. The wealth transfer to employers makes it difficult for young graduates to get married, buy homes, and begin families. But leisure and hospitality graduates had a 3.7% unemployment and liberal arts graduates had a 5.3% unemployment rate. The visa programs are constantly abused, Cotton. And the most shocking part about it is that the laws on the books have not been enforced, he added. This is not a democratic issue, it is both parties on a bipartisan basis have sided with major corporations against employees, that is 100% what is happening. My firm has worked so hard throughout administrations, including Trump's first administration, to foster some degree of fairness and compliance. This month, the Department of Homeland Security announced it would award almost 120,000 more H-1B visas to companies. The award is far above the much-touted annual cap of 85,000 visas because officials under President Joe Biden encouraged more nonprofit enterprises, universities, hospitals, joint enterprises. To import the H-1Bs instead of hiring American graduates for decent salaries and good careers.